Calling the regular meeting of the Taney County County Commission or Planning Commission for Monday, the 17th. Mr. Astley, would you establish a quorum, please?
Yes. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill. That's not here. Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Sean Pingleton is not here. Randy Hayes.
Here.
And Ronnie Melton.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Would you please explain the meeting procedure?
Okay. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for the Planning Commission's vote on the previous week's public hearing requests, to allow for new concept requests, which will be presented at next month's public hearing, and also to conduct regular business. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information, for each case is Exhibit C. First, the Planning Commission will vote on each of the previous week's public hearing requests. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. If you are aggrieved by the decision of this Commission, you may appeal the determination to the Board of Adjustment. Appeal applications are available at the Planning Department office. Concept requests will be heard following the final votes. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or project will be called. At that time, you will be asked to please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with information requested by the Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, let's have the presentation of exhibits.
Okay, and that's actually a part of the meeting procedures we'd read there.
Okay. We have the first thing on here is the minutes from November 12, 2012. I assume everybody's had a chance to go over those.
I'll make a motion to be approved.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
They've been approved. First on the agenda tonight is the final votes. How's that, Ms. Kizak, Residential Partners?
And I'll read the summary if the commission would like. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First off, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Taney County Assessor's Office, and the Missouri Department of Revenue, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid merchant's license via the Taney County Collector's Office shall be provided to the Planning Department if the applicant owns more than one nightly rental property. Fourth, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fifth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Sixth, a privacy fence shall be maintained between the nightly rental structure and the adjoining residence to the south. Seventh, the residents shall accommodate or sleep no more than 8 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Eighth, if the on-site wastewater system shows any sign of failure, it shall be upgraded, ensuring capacity for the 3-bedroom home and or the maximum number of persons that will be accommodated via nightly rental, whichever is greater. This upgraded on-site wastewater system shall be permitted via the Taney County Planning Department in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. And number nine, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay, is there a representative here for this? Does the commission have any questions for the representative? Do you all agree with the summary? And I would entertain a...
I'll make a motion to accept it as written.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and second. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Passed. On to McBud, and I assume that's in the same subdivision, isn't it?
Yes, that's in the same subdivision, same area, 906 Jones Road. And the summary on that one is, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Taney County Assessor's Office, and the Missouri Department of Revenue, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department Office. Third, a valid merchant's license via the Taney County Collector's Office shall be provided to the Planning Department if the applicant owns more than one nightly rental property. Fourth, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fifth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Sixth, the recorded copy of an ingress-egress easement located on Lot 7, Block 53 in Ozarks Paradise Village, South Edition, containing the existing circle drive, shall be provided to the Planning Department. Seventh, this resident shall accommodate or sleep no more than 12 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Eighth, if the on-site wastewater system shows any signs of failure, it shall be upgraded, ensuring capacity for the three-bedroom home and or the maximum number of persons that will be accommodated via nightly rental, whichever is greater. This upgraded on-site wastewater system shall be permitted via the Taney County Planning Department in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. And nine, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
I believe on number seven, didn't we have a discussion about
yes,
that?
Yes, we did. I was going to bring that up.
And I was...
I'd like to speak to Mr. Davis about that. And report back to us what we had discussed in the prior meeting.
I recall the discussion was whether it should be the potential new regulation in Taney County of a maximum of two people per bedroom plus two. And if that's the case, then it would be, instead eight. Of 12, it would be eight.
Yes, sir.
And so, and there was no, we didn't reach any resolution on that, but I recall the discussion. I mentioned it to my client. They said they'd prefer 12, but if the commission passes it with eight, then that's what we've got.
They'd probably prefer 15.
Well, 12 people is seeming to get a bit much.
It's larger than the other residents, but it's not that much larger. And that's putting 12 people on a single, the potential of 12 people on a single lot per night, and a different 12 every night.
Well, what would the commission be good with on that? How many people? Anybody get any input?
I think better go with eight.
I would recommend approval of that project with a maximum number of eight.
Any other questions by the commission?
Did we get the easement on that driveway?
We have it at this time, but we have put that as a condition, and so prior to the issuance of a certificate of conformance, the applicant would be required to provide that.
Mr. McSpadden gave us written written permission, but we wanted to say that we really need an easement that we can record. And so he was having his attorney, my understanding was he was having his attorney draw one up. I mean, I don't know. I didn't speak to him directly, but that's what I understand through my client. And I did.
And we have placed that as a condition based on item number 6 here.
I don't think my clients have any problem with imposing that as a condition.
That would be required as a condition of approval.
Exactly.
We don't object to that.
Any more questions?
You understand why we're trying to do the 8?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's already in it. That part is.
Okay.
Having said that, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
And just to clarify, your motion is with the amendment on number 7.
And number 6 being completed.
Change to number 7.
Do I have a second?
And number 6, make sure that's in there.
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed.
Thanks so much.
Okay, here we go. Thank you. So interesting. Mountain Country Propane, bulk plant.
Okay, and in summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District, including a final letter from the district upon a review of fully engineered site plans. Third, a copy of both the site inspection and final approval from the Missouri Propane Gas Commission. Fourth, a copy of the Missouri Department of Transportation access permit shall be provided to the Planning Department. Fifth, the existing mobile home and recreational vehicle shall be removed from the parcel in question. Sixth, the 25-foot wide vegetative buffer shall be maintained between the propane bulk storage plant and the adjoining residence to the west. The property owner has also indicated that he is going to preserve the existing fence and tree line adjoining State Highway 76. And so the staff has also recommended a requirement that tree line and existing fence be preserved as well. Seventh, the propane bulk storage plant shall have security fencing and lighting in place. Eight, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjoining residential areas or any roadways. Ninth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 10, Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And number 11, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Do we have a representative here for that? Does the commission have any questions for the gentleman?
I don't know if it's a question, but I'd still like to see us change that 25-foot buffer to a chain-link fence with plastic slack and put this whole thing under a fence because, for safety reasons, there's a lot of kids out there. There's not going to be anybody there full-time, I assume, because there's no office there.
No, there will be no office there, but for safety reasons is the reason why we don't want to put a fence up with security slats. You want the police department and whoever's driving by to be able to look from one end of that property to the other to make sure there is nobody on that property.
Right.
If it's under lock and key with security slats, there's no telling who can jump the fence and get back in there.
And there's no gas
besides what's in the bulk plant that's going to be under lock and key.
Your application says you're going to be working on tanks there, changing valves and burning gas, painting them. And that should all be inside the fence.
Empty tank.
We've been requiring storage areas for business where we put trucks or store machinery
mm-hmm.
to have a fence around it. and this needs a fence around it for safety reasons. Gas is all right if it's handled right, but if there's people in there with gas in some of those bottles that you, or tanks that you bring in and we get it out, you see what happened, that explosion out in Indiana here the other day where it blew up a house and killed two people and destroyed several more.
That was natural gas.
Still
that was a pipeline. That was a pipeline rupture, though. I mean, I understand your concern, but for security reasons is the reason why we don't want a fence. That's why you won't find any propane company in the state of Missouri that has a fence, you know, with security slats, because you want visible access to that property.
Right. I would suggest a fence without the slats. It's something that 9 and 10 year olds would have a hard time getting in there and know they were trespassing when they got in there.
That's the reason why we need the fences, for security purposes. Police ain't going to... deputy's not going to be out.
Already.
The deputy's not going to be out there guarding it all the time. And the lady was talking the other night in here complaining about junk. I don't see it as junk, but there is a lot of old cars and tractors and things along 76 around Kirbyville. If we put a fence around this, this will just put it inside where there won't be as much view of it.
Well,
as landowner, can I co-answer these with him?
What?
Okay.
Come up here.
I'm not sure Mr. Edwards is understanding, and I just want all the propane tanks that are there, with the exception of the bulk tanks, are empty. Only the bulk tanks, the large, giant bulk tanks, are empty, and those are under lock and key with the best security money can buy, bar none. You can't tamper with any of the other gas tanks, children or anyone. It's illegal to leave any gas in those tanks on that property. Any valves that are being changed or any work that's being done has to be done on an empty tank. We alleviate that danger before it's ever considered to work on that property.
And to take that one step further, DOT will do audits on occasion, and they will inspect
the business.
I own the property. I see that they operate the business the way I say to. And these are my neighbors. I insist on security for all of them and myself. I live there as well. I'm very cautious, and I'm very cognizant of what you're saying, and I agree with you. But there's a couple of things that come into consideration. It's cost prohibitive to fence 6 acres under chain link fence, number one. Number two is there's not one propane company in the state of Missouri that's required to be fenced anywhere. That's through the commission. It's not required through the propane commission. The propane itself has to be kept under lock and key. Those bulk tanks are under lock and key. There's cages around all valves. They're totally secure, the best security money can buy.
Are you familiar with the number of acres that we're dealing with here?
Yes, sir. I own every acre of it.
The application says 4.
Well, I misspoke. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought that as 6 acres. I'm leasing them 4.
And that's what I'm asking to be fenced, not the 6.
Okay, then I misspoke. Then I'll repeat what I said. It would be cost prohibitive to put a chain link fence around 4 acres.
Well, I don't think it is.
Well, then I'll use your checkbook.
We're doing
the best we know how. And I understand your concerns, but your concerns are unwarranted on an empty tank of gas.
But somewhere you got to get, if you pick up a...
Those are under lock and key.
If you pick up a bottle out here, or tank, and bring it in to work on it, and there's gas in it that you got to get rid of...
They can't haul it with gas in. It's illegal.
Well, let me answer that one for you. Let me answer that one question for you, okay? You can haul a propane tank with gas in it.
Sure you can.
Okay? But what we're not, it's a waste of money for us just to burn that gas off in the atmosphere or open the tank up. We're going to pump that gas out, okay? And that tank will be left at 0%.
Does your application say you're going to be burning something?
Well, burning off as in pumping out.
Okay? A tank out on a house site, you just pump it back into your truck before you move the tank.
Actually, no. The DOT has required us to actually pick that tank up and bring it back to our lot, because it's safer to pump in a controlled environment versus pumping out in a residential environment.
That would be true.
Any other questions?
Can you show me where you're going to put the drive again, please?
Maybe right here.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
How far is that from here? A rough idea.
250 feet, about that? I'm sorry? 250, 300 feet?
More like 320, something like that.
And the test...
And the permits are... We do have permits. And I... If I might.
I'm just curious how many feet it was from the one that goes in the
opposite side. I think it's 300 feet. I think it's 330 feet from this point to this point. And we'll take out that driveway right here, so I'm going to say it's going to be around 300 feet. And we got a permit from the state to put a driveway in this corner and a driveway in this corner so we could come in here and do a U-turn and bring the truck out. But as a courtesy to my neighbors, I requested we leave this row of timber here as a visual barricade for their behalf, because they come out of Mary's Lane right here looking at this property. So we've agreed, I've addressed this, we're going to leave this here as is and put in one driveway here, go in and come out there. To try, we want to keep peace in the neighborhood. We don't.
Well, that's the reason I was asking how many feet it was from their driveway to where you're going to cut it.
Got 300 feet. And the ASB propane tanks will be sitting back up here in the far corner.
Yeah. I'm just concerned about the driveway.
Okay, so that's different than your diagram here, correct?
I actually submitted a new diagram to Bob.
Yeah, here's the...
Yep, here we go.
And here's the latest.
So that's going to be your entrance and exit.
Yes. Yep.
And we deliberately accessed more property than was required to do what they want to do. I've leased them all of this land here, along with this, as a safety barrier and a comfort for my neighborhood. They could have done very well on this little spot right here to put everything they had right here. But that would have put everything from out to the highway. I thought, as a benefit to the community, we'd leave all this as a green space where it wasn't as offensive. We tried to do the best we know how, and I turned down a turkey house, a salvage yard, and a poultry operation, and I thought this would be benign for the neighborhood. There's no traffic issues here whatsoever. Those gates are locked except when those service trucks go in and out. There's no one there at night. There's no loud music. There's no bright lights. I was hoping it would be okay. I was hoping it'd be good for everybody. And if we don't do this, then my property value goes down. I think that's what I've heard. Property values go down. So I hope we've done this right.
Are those tanks drawn to scale according to the... Are they that big?
They're pretty large, yeah.
You're going to set your just about where your fence is going to be for the gates? Right across there somewhere?
No, the gates will be back up here. Like I said, there'll be entrance gates to the actual bulk plant itself.
So the semi that comes in, delivers, he can just make a circle, not
make
stop.
Make a circle and go. That's right. There's no stop and blocking traffic, nothing.
There's no gate there at your entry.
No, not right here. Okay. Up here. There'll be access gates under lock and key here, internal valves that are vapor, are nitrogen controlled. They'll be shut off, so you can't just go and open a valve and have
gas. I brought that up. I thought somebody said that one time there's going to be a gate out there.
Well, that was what was brought up last week, is they wanted a fence along here.
Yeah.
You know,
but you'd have to have a gate back set for a semi.
Yeah. The gates will be back up in here to protect actually the piping and the bulkheads.
Okay.
Commission, have any other questions?
You're about the 6-foot chain link with barbed wire on top.
Yes, yes. With a security light. It actually faces out. That way people can't climb it and go over.
It has a 45.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There really isn't any grade changing per se to mount anything on setting the tanks or the driveway or anything. I mean, there's no deep cuts or any changing. Just bulkheads and level out.
Pre-poured piers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And your operation will be strictly business hours?
Yes.
Any other questions? I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept it the way it's written.
Have a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion passed.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, sir. Thank you. I'm available. If anybody's got suggestions, we can make it better for you. I'm hoping you're welcome to call me, visit.
And on the next application, the summary on this is if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission.
Excuse me, sir.
First off, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, a 6-foot-tall opaque privacy fence shall be provided around the north, south, and west property lines between the parcel in question and the adjoining single-family residences. Third, the parking area shall have security fencing and lighting in place. Fourth, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjacent residential areas or any roadways. Fifth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And sixth, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay, the representatives, please.
Yes.
Okay, one of the concerns the commission had last week was the blind corner there on Calvin Drive.
Yes, sir.
I would suggest, should this be approved, that there be a visual line, like right through there, that gives you full access view. I mean, if you're doing 15, 20 miles an hour around this, that you could see somebody coming around it, a kid on a bicycle or whatever.
Sure. I agree with that.
With no gate.
Yeah, with no gate. And there is a stop sign there, too. So.
Okay. Yeah. There is a stop sign there?
Is there not?
No.
I apologize. I misspoke.
Okay. If you step back 20 foot here, 20 foot there.
You got two streets intersecting.
I would suggest that would be laid out by the road department.
We can work with him on creating that, and then if there is no traffic control or signing, we can look at that. Yeah. Either put in a stop sign or a yield sign, whatever we think.
I could be wrong, but I was pretty sure there is a stop sign there. I mean,
it does look like an intersection.
It is. Excuse me?
Maybe you're the only one stop
sign. Where is the stop sign at?
Was under the impression it was right here on this corner.
It doesn't show one of the pictures.
Is Calvin Drive, is that under county? That's county,
that's
Randy.
That's a county maintained street.
And there is another road that does come back off the other side, which I would expect, you know, would need a stop sign. I mean,
but your intention is not to put any more traffic on Calvin Road?
No, not at all. We won't be coming in that direction at all. And I would.
Well, I don't know that there'd be enough traffic to warrant a stop sign, just being a small residential with that few homes. Maybe a deal, but just the fence in itself would create the blind spot. Right now, there's not a blind spot.
I agree. The fencing needs to be held back.
Creates that, so okay. Working with him, trying to not create a blind spot And also just, we could put a yield sign there and just...
But this project wouldn't have any determination on a signage there on that because it wouldn't have any effect on it and wouldn't do any change. That would strictly be a county decision anyway.
Right.
With what they're working with now, and this decision would not change that, right? I can't see there being a change to it.
I would be more than happy to put a 45-degree angle on that.
I think that would be good.
Now, there was other concerns by other citizens in the area there of not having the notification published properly for that address. I tried to clarify that a little bit with Bob before the meeting, but he pretty well assures me that the actual notice was posted on that property.
Yeah, that's true.
It had the towing address on it. It didn't have the 168 address.
It was mailed out.
And it doesn't say this
call.
It's not Calvin Drive address.
That property
is Calvin Drive address. But what we received was B Creek address.
So that has a Calvin address on it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, 168.
There was a house there just 2 years ago burned down. Yeah, I believe that's 168 Calvin Drive.
How are you getting along with your area now that you're parking in? It's just non-sufficient.
Very congested.
Huh?
Very congested.
Probably got to move cars to get other cars
constantly.
Out.
As soon as we bring another one in, you know, the salvage pull or something is wanting to come get the car that's three deep inside the pen or something like that, you know.
Okay. How many automobiles do you anticipate putting on that piece of property?
I mean, we average probably, I'd say, 20 at a time that would be in there. The rest of it would be what my existing land is right now in the L shape would be for the driver's personal vehicles and our tow trucks. As it is right now, we cause quite a congested spot on Bee Creek Road because we have five tow trucks parked in our very small driveway, and not to mention all of our customers' cars that are coming in, our driver's cars. We have to pull forward and reverse into our driveway as it is now just to be able to get out safely. It's safer to pull in that way than it is to pull directly in and then pull out into traffic, back into traffic.
Where are you proposing to put the entrance? Would it be right there?
That whole section right there between the properties will be completely open. So,
okay.
In other words, we'll have the tow trucks parked down here in a line. And then this whole section from here to here will be completely open, junctioned in with this area. And then, you know, by the time you get the length of the tow truck in there, you'll have this area here to pull right in. This is the area that's becoming a real hazardous spot right there. Our gates are here for the pin. As you can see, one vehicle is sticking just right there, and that's not much of a distance between the two. So once you add three tow trucks at 5 o'clock at night during traffic hours, everybody driving up Bee Creek Road.
Are the vehicles that's parked there now on your area, is that all towed in vehicles mainly? Or
the ones in the back of the automotive shop are. Those are all towed in vehicles. The ones that are out front would be, the ones out right against the road would be vehicles for sale. The ones on the northern portion of the property will be vehicles for the drivers, their personal vehicles, my vehicle, my wife's vehicle, things of that nature. And, I mean, it's to the point now where it's so congested with the tow trucks just trying to come in for a shift change at 8 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock at night. You know, I can't even get anything in and out of my shop until I move 3-4 different vehicles just to be able to pull something into my shop and work on it.
Commission, have any more questions for him?
I think we're reiterating things here that have already been discussed. I, as a member of this group, would personally like for them to have one representative to represent them all, not to go over 5 minutes, and I want to make sure they're heard. If there's something we've missed, I want to know about it, and we don't have to take this. But on the other hand, we want to get it right. And so you pick one among yourself, it's all right, the rest of the commission, and address us and explain to us if there is something new or something that hasn't been covered in the prior meeting, I'd like to hear about it.
I agree.
Well, besides the address, not, and I...
That's a technicality.
Right.
The notification distances would be the same.
Okay. When I talked to neighbors, though, this week, they didn't...
Did you all understand which lot it was?
No, we didn't.
You didn't?
Because
which lot did you... which lot you thought it was.
We thought perhaps they were going to be expanding, and I know Bruce owns his property still, but I didn't know if he was buying... We figured he was going to expand it.
No, that was discussed at the other meeting,
right,
and it was made clear that it was not that.
But when we got the notice... That's because it had the towing
address
on here. Well,
this was discussed in the other meeting.
Right, but the other neighbors didn't come because that's what they all...
Okay.
They thought it was up on Bee Creek Road, not down in the neighborhood.
Right.
Another thing is this picture doesn't depict the current look of this. The parking... I don't have a pointer. This area right here is filled with...
Huh? Don't borrow this one?
Oh, no. This area here, though, is filled with cars right now to the brink. I have a picture if you want to see. I don't know if he's going to use that for a drive-through. I don't know where he's going to move all those, and they've been there some for years. So I don't know where he's moving all of these vehicles if he's going to be driving through there with the tow truck. This is kind of saying. It is behind a fence right now. That's the fence he's talking
about. Property he's going to put to
one. Right.
Yeah.
But that area that looks fairly open there right now to the west of Crawford's auto build shop is not, you can't drive through it right now. I mean, it's filled with all these cars and they've been there, a lot of them have been there for a long time.
Well, they would own both properties. I mean, that could be changed, I suppose, if he owns both properties and he'd have control on moving the cars.
But what he stated last week is that he only got around an average of 3 that came in there a week, and then he said, and some would be impounded for the 30 days.
I remember.
And then resale. Some of those cars have been there for a long time, a very long time. So he said he uses them for parts or whatever. If he gets other vehicles that are similar to that, a lot of them are, I don't know what he'd use them for, because a lot of these vehicles have been there for quite some time.
Well,
and I don't know if he inherited them.
They're obviously
have to move them. Right, they have to go somewhere. Are they just going to go on the lot that he's talking about buying?
But,
I mean, you know, that's a concern of ours. I mean, is it just going to be moved from one place to the other?
Part of the stipulations will be a privacy fence around it.
But our concern, once again, was the fact that that's a residential lot. It has been a residential lot, and now... They want to move commercial into the residential area.
Well, it has compatible commercial next to it, I mean, by our code.
But out in front, at the front, accessing
out
in front to
Bee Creek. Well, I don't say whether you do it on the front or on the back. If it joins, that gives it some compatibility, I think, according to our code book. It don't say front or back when it talks about compatibility with commercial.
It's got contingency with residential property on 3 sides. One side is commercial. The contingency on 3 sides is residential property.
And when Crawford's built there, it was under the stipulation that Crawford's, that would be it. I mean, that's where it came to.
Crawford didn't build that there. It was already there.
Okay. Whoever built it originally.
It was a horse farm.
Right. No, I'm talking about when they put in their business, that was the stipulation. That was out there. It wasn't coming into the property, into the residential neighborhood, which all of this is residential neighborhood that does the horseshoe there. It's all houses. In fact, even the larger one here, which had this was the original that you're talking about, the original home, got rezoned a number of years ago to commercial for a video business, but they have since rezoned it back to residential. So now all of this is all residential again, except for this, and where the Jehovah's Witness church is.
Do you have anything else to add?
No.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Mine, Frida Sindorf, S-I-N-D-O-R-F.
Thank you. Our young lady over here needed it.
Sorry about that. I should have got it for you.
I've got everybody cool here. I got a question for John. On your property that we've got outlined there, if you come, well, I'm nervous tonight or shaky or something. If you come from Murray straight down, break that in half more or less, what kind of room does that give you? How big is that lot?
It's a fair sized lot. Problem is, I'm not.
Well, if you broke it in half this way, or broke it in half this way, what would that? Would that accommodate you?
Well, for the price I'm paying for the land, I would rather use my whole investment.
What is it? What does your deed or whatever say? How large a piece of property is it? Half an acre?
It's less than that. I'm not exactly sure.
It comes out to pretty close to 16,000 square feet.
Oh, it looked bigger than that. I asked you a question for nothing then. I thought it looked quite a bit bigger than that.
Yeah, it's
houses
just a...
are probably 60, 70 feet long.
So yeah, you can average probably one of those houses at 1,300 square foot, give or take, you know. So, it's not a very big lot. And, those cars would be moved, the ones that are on that fence line. And that's the whole reason for purchasing the property, All those cars will be on that property.
Now, these cars that are going this way, south, that's Crawford's Automotive? Is that
Could you point?
South is down.
All that is Crawford's Automotive property there.
And yeah. His is
just in the
here.
Strange-looking L-shape
design
there.
So currently he doesn't allow you to park any of your vehicles on his?
No.
Do you own any of this out here?
No, not at all. No. Just a small L shape.
I just had one question. Was there going to be an entrance or exit going on to Calvin?
No.
No.
Not now.
Okay. So that's going to be solid, so there's no additional traffic from this business going on.
He would have to begin with, and then change it. We did change it, right?
Right. It's going to be changed before we approve it.
Yeah,
before we approve it. And also on number two there, would you go back to that, Bob? On number two there, it'll have to be stipulated that the county road department would supervise the sight line for the angle fence. I guess that would be on the southwest corner.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Are you going to put your security lights up way up higher, or are you going to put them up 8 foot, 10 foot?
Whatever's needed. I mean, there's a telephone pole out there. We could put one on there. I mean, I can do whatever you guys require.
Is there any street lighting in that area?
I don't think so.
I think we need to address the lighting issue.
Does that sound?
Security events and lighting in place, but if you put lights up 40 foot high, and you put one at each corner, or two out along the road.
Well, I understand.
Place them back. I believe the lighting would be better if it was lower to the ground.
I agree.
Or no lighting.
For your neighbors' sake.
Yeah, I mean, if I would be completely happy with no lighting if that is.
Yes.
I mean, I don't see any reason why to have lighting out there.
Oh, I thought you asked for lighting.
No.
I would say no lighting.
That's just a standard in there on the line.
Yeah.
In case it was put in, it shouldn't be directed at lighting.
Yeah. I mean, I would rather not. I don't think it serves any real purpose for me.
Is there lighting off the garage somewhat in the back or not?
There is on the southwest corner of my shop. There's a security light motion sensor, and there's also two on the automotive shop's building also, pointing south towards it.
Are you going to leave that lighting in there, Bob?
That's really up to the commission.
If they do put up lighting.
Well, that's just if lights are put up. He don't have any light sources in the facility now, right? In the proposed facility.
Yeah, correct.
I'll get there in a minute.
Correct.
And that covers it in case lighting is put up, that it would be directed to where it wouldn't bother the neighbors. Hmm. Hopefully. But that in no way says that he has to put lighting up.
Yeah, but I'm getting at if it's put there in place and then he decides he wants lights 2 years from now, it needs to be put on there. How do we think?
If you want that in there, I just go for it. I understand that, and I really don't. I'm just kind of reading between the lines out here, but I don't think the neighbors really want that much lighting, and he don't either. So,
no.
You know.
I think that
but if you think something needs to go in there, why?
Any more questions?
I do have a question, if I may. If this is approved, do I have a time stipulation to do work on the property? What I'm getting at is there's, you know, right now I was just going to cut the old fallen down tree in there and mow the 4 foot tall grass and just clean it up right now. I mean, it might be next summer before I actually do build a fence and utilize that property.
I've been on the board about a year and a half now, and there's things we've approved that nothing's happened to.
Okay.
You have that 120 days to...
You've got to file it within 120 days other than that.
Okay.
But you can never do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing that controls your time length on that is that you have to meet all the stipulations before you start using it.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
And that's what controls.
Yeah, before any vehicle would ever be put on there, I would have everything completed.
That.
Okay.
Yeah. Which means the fence and the angle and
sure. All of sure. That.
Any more questions for the applicant? I would entertain a motion on this.
Well, I personally don't think that it would change the neighborhood that much. We want to be good neighbors with all of you, and we don't want to. We're not trying to irritate you, but I don't think it will change the operation that much. There won't be any traffic coming in through your subdivision. There's not even a gate back there. And I really think that it's, the neighborhood is going to be virtually the same. So with those thoughts in mind, I would move for approval.
Would they kind of sign for food traffic? They put them down the no food traffic?
No, they can't go through it. No full road, right? See, the road will continue on.
We have a motion to accept. Are you making a motion to accept as is with no other stipulations is what's on there?
I'll second it.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed.
Thank you, folks.
That's it, guys. One on Calvin Road that was done by the shop. The county put up signs that said no food traffic for dead end road.
We generally we put up a dead end road if the residents, if there's an issue, traffic coming down there and the place on the ground, but it's not a problem anymore.
Okay. So on to the concept.
We've got two concept hearings that will be heard next month. And, of course, at this point, I've just put together some aerial photos of the properties in question. The first one is Fred and Shirley Riggs, Nightly Rental. And this is a proposal, again, off of Jones Road. This actually shows basically these four have already been approved for Nightly Rental. And now we've got this additional proposal for Nightly Rental, essentially. And I'll let the applicant or the representative explain what's proposed here.
It's going to be five out of eight up there.
Yeah, it looks like
it. Yeah, it would be a total of five out of eight.
I don't know. Do you need to see my letter? I'm representing Shirley and Fred Riggs. My name is Jerry Spicer.
And I've just put in some photography at different angles here.
I don't know where I'm supposed to go, but I'm here to represent the Riggs. They want to get permission to use. They've been using it as a rental. They obviously weren't aware that they needed a special use permit until the other ones started getting them in the neighborhood. So that's why they've put in their application. They couldn't be here today. They live in Texas and asked me to represent them today.
Is part of that driveway on the left-hand side on the other property, Bob?
I don't know. This isn't always 100% to survey accuracy.
No, I understand that.
It's all rental now.
It is really close.
I would suggest that that's something that the owners might check on. Before you know, because we don't want to get access on a driveway that's on somebody else's property.
Okay.
We want all their driveway on their property. And it looks like, I don't know why, but when you look at it in an overhead aerial there, it looks like the driveway is coming out on an angle. It don't look straight with the rest of the world anyhow there.
Well, the house don't look straight with the lot, does it?
No, not exactly.
Well, the other one is one we approved for not the rental already, correct?
Mm-hmm. The one,
yes,
right next to it?
Yeah, the one here.
Now, what about the area between these two rentals? Now, was this one next to them required to have the privacy fence there between the two there by the driveway?
Right or wrong, we didn't actually propose.
Okay, then if it's not been done, it has to be addressed at this time.
That was my thought.
Did we get lucky?
Well, we knew this one was coming already.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
Being completely open and honest.
Well, I just want to know what. Okay.
I do think it's the last one in the block, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And there's no adjoining around that one that the buffer from them. So
yeah.
This is, okay.
Yeah, it's basically just.
That's not going to be a problem on this one.
Yeah. Oops. Wrong,
okay.
Wrong direction.
The only thing I have is make sure the driveway is on the proper property.
Okay. Any
house is setting crooked with the lot, or the lot is setting crooked with the house?
I don't think those lines are correct. Look, you can tell by the back there. Things should be that way.
And the lights, yeah, the lights
the point most system. We take some points.
it's utilizing.
Let Ronnie get back in here. He may see something that he wants.
Yeah, what size?
Address.
Footage bedroom for this place.
It is a three-bedroom home. As far as the square footage, let's see if I've got it on here.
Are they arguing out there?
No, they're having a party.
I don't know how to read this, but I'm
probably going to get it up. But then they got that sign to come in the door.
That's all right. I just want to find it.
Yeah, it is a three-bedroom.
What about the parking?
It says on another thing I have here that's got parking for four cars on the side. I don't know where this came from, Deacon.
It's a three-bedroom now, and the house was designed for a three-bedroom sewer system. And I think that it needs to be upgraded before we, if they're going to convert it to a five-bedroom, it needs to be upgraded on a sewer system. Can we enforce that?
No.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Not until they.
Can we red flag these? So about once a year, somebody that's really enthusiastic will inspect these because they're going to cause trouble.
Right. That's what part of the conditions are.
Yeah.
Well, I understand it, but I didn't know how we were going to enforce or how we were going to check on them.
Well, I can make a checklist. Yeah. These that come through.
You guys would be glad to do that for us?
I like that. I like that. Thank you.
Yep.
Three-bedroom, then.
It's just a three-bedroom.
Yeah,
three-bedroom.
Yeah, but you said you got to upgrade it to a five.
No.
Am I looking at the wrong one?
Maybe. Yeah, this is just to use it as a nightly rental.
Which number is it?
Oh, yeah, you're looking at
one
we just changed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, excuse me.
I'm just a representative.
Well,
we can just suggest the eight people on this one. Like
yes.
The other.
Yeah. Okay, I'm still on the wrong one. I left my information at home, and this is totally different than what. No.
All set.
Okay. Any more questions, Representative?
I either don't see it, or I'm wondering why. But it don't make no difference, really. But why they're not a garage there?
None of them have them
out
there.
No.
I don't believe so. I don't.
No, they weren't built with garage.
That's what I was thinking. I don't
rent to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think the majority have a.
I might have oven on my place. I don't know who owns it.
I hauled the little topsoil to several of those. Very little. They didn't want to put much on them.
So we need
all the topsoil that's there, too, by the way.
Yeah, they take one load of topsoil out there and they want to do a whole lot.
Is that right?
We're going to have
the whole
county in that.
I said we need to approve this thing on next month's agenda. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll make
that
one. Everybody's done.
We don't have to approve
it. No, we don't have to approve anything.
This will
just inform of anything you think of, and then it goes to next month's hearing.
Yeah, and the public hearing will be held on January 14th, Monday. So there'll need to be either the applicant or a representative here for the public hearing in January.
Okay.
For anything.
Yeah.
I'm on the wrong week.
Yeah. And I would suggest, because of the size of these lots, you know, I don't know how that area, with knowing the type of soil it is supporting the sewer system that's on there now.
It's actually a pretty good soil. The load rate on it's about 0.4 stock?
Some of those were 5, and one of them was 4.5. They were the best soils. They? Yeah, they were the best soil samples I've seen.
Yeah, it's really pretty good out there.
I didn't see any surfacing.
That'd be pretty good out there on that
road. I didn't put any of them in, but I knew something about when they were going in. people did.
Most of them are .4, but these were, one of them was .45, and the other two were 5.0s.
What's bad?
.3, .2.5. What's the better? You better .245, you better watch it.
I haven't even seen a .5 yet. For a year, all .4, .4, .35. So yeah, I'd say probably these were.
No, actually, I mean, this is
a kind of clay, gravelly.
It's a clay and rock mix. It's a flint rock.
It's not the
rock.
Bad clay, and it's the flint rock.
Yeah, it's a flint rock mix.
Yeah.
And actually, some of them will get down about 3 foot, and in other places, I've wound up having to line them with sand because they were too fast.
Yeah, too fast.
They were too fast, and so it's really, it's a pretty good soil for septic tanks, really is. In my estimate, I don't know.
Okay, if there's no more questions for the representative,
okay,
we'll excuse him until, when is our meeting next?
And January 14th.
14th. Thank you.
And those will stay here. Was your name on the first sheet?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And now we have the. We have.
And the next concept is Campbell Chiropractic Office. And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed. For whatever reason, I was having some issues with the GIS, and so it didn't really highlight the parcel in question. But here's basically the property in question off of State Highway 76. And just. I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed here.
Are you the chiropractor?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
What are you charged?
You guys are all free. Hey, can't do that.
We cannot do that.
Unless we get lunch with it.
I just want to convert the house to chiropractic office. I think it's about 1,250 feet.
Okay. Right. I think that's correct.
I'm going to use about 790 feet of it. Okay. So some of it will still be part of the house.
This is
straight across from Sardis.
There's Sardis Church.
Is that what you're referring to as being the commercial on your application?
This right here. This is all concrete, and then there's a walkway up to the
concrete. Okay, that's just path. That's National Enzyme up there, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a garage, and this is an abandoned house that they have plans to tear down because they built a new house there. They just haven't. I told them they should let the Boy Scout troop have it as a project and tear it down for them, but.
Now, are you going to join? It looks like that's 4 or 5 acres there.
It's on almost 3 acres, 2.9 acres.
Are you going to rezone the whole thing commercial? Or are you splitting it out, or what are you doing?
No, just going to leave it the way it is. Just the house, part of the house. I think I put 790 feet on the application of the house that we're going to use.
With you. I don't know that I looked at it all that close.
I had a question here for our administrator. I was wondering if that could be put in under a special use permit, and if that would be suit his needs to where you wouldn't have commercial zoning. And once you got done with it, I mean, it changed hands, or it seems to be, it'd go back to
with the property when you sold it.
If I used it as a chiropractic office and say I sold it to another chiropractor, could he continue it?
Not with a special use permit. Division 3 permit, it's going to be commercial until it would be changed back by some other individual.
So special use is fine, really, I think.
The only way we could approach it as a home occupation is if the total area used was not to exceed one-third of the floor area.
Yeah.
So probably in that case, I mean, I think we would probably have to just look at it as a Division 3, I would think. I think it'd be more than the one-third, basically.
Okay, here's a thought.
And that's a residence due north of it? That is that barn or garage?
The red roof is a garage.
Yeah.
And then next building is, I guess they told me that the house is infested with termites and it's not inhabitable.
Been there 50 years.
And so they brought in a modular home and they told me they were going to tear it down, but again, I think it's cost of tearing it down. And so I think a bunch of cats live in it right now. From what I can see.
Do you have a buffer zone? It looks like you might have on that.
Yeah, there's all through here is trees. There's trees up there. There's trees there.
Because that would be one of the stipulations also.
Is that 25 foot from the corner of the house to the property line? Is there enough?
I'm not positive. Do you know about how far the house would sit back from the property line?
I don't know.
I'm not sure either, to be honest with you. I haven't.
If the property line was where I think it is, there's probably 25 feet, but, you know, I don't know. I couldn't tell you for sure.
I don't know if
I've... The property line, you asked me?
I'd say it's more than 25 well, foot in that the corner.
To the north? To the north.
Okay.
The property to the north.
It's probably more than 25 feet because the septic tank is sitting over there, too. So,
septic tank is back in here somewhere. And the septic field out there. And that was all replaced. So, since I bought it, I put in all new.
It's all new septic.
That really wouldn't be an issue for us, being a chiropractic office.
Yeah.
Are you going to actually live there also?
No. I might use it as a guest house. My wife's parents come and say, hey, I have a bedroom over here, you can stay here, but I'm not going to live there.
Any further questions?
Basically, what I'm going to use of the house is two bedrooms and the living room. And I'm just going to have the living room be like a reception area and then the bedrooms and two treatment rooms. That's basically what I'm going to use in it.
And you're going to be the only doctor there?
I might have somebody come in and help me.
Okay, since you've got two places.
Yeah. So, and I may not want to be there full time and just have somebody, hey, you know, I'm going to be here 3 days. You want to come 2 days? So... Most likely, it's just going to be me.
You know, it's expensive. You ain't going to be there all the time.
Okay.
Any
further questions?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you, Campbell.
Thank you.
You
guys have to see you on the 14th.
All right, thank you.
Complaint discussion.
Well, and I've got positive news on that one. I believe that's been resolved, so I don't think I need to have that discussion.
Well, I kind of like being enlightened what you're talking about.
We had received a complaint, and initially I wanted to see what the Planning Commission's feeling was as far as whether a Division 3 permit would be required. In the meantime, in going out to the property, it appears like they're not using it for commercial use. They're just using it as a residence, basically. And so,
what was it?
It was at one time, it was a garage for a developer, basically. It was a property of Epps off of drawing a blank on the name of the road.
John Epps, Walkington.
Off
road,
of Walkington.
Cross Creek. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you probably remember approving the daycare.
We'd received a complaint that it was being utilized as a like an automotive facility, and when we went there, it appears like it's just a residence, basically. Mm-hmm. So, but it had been through the Division 3 process. The property had been through the Division 3 process twice previously, so just wanted to bring it to this group to see what the feel was on it. But like I said, at this point, it doesn't look like it's being used commercially anyway. So I did have one other item I wanted to bring to the Planning Commission, though. I've got at least one request where the applicant would be having their concept hearing in January, but February's meetings have traditionally been reserved for code amendments. I didn't know what the commission's feeling was as far as holding any public hearings in February.
In February? How much work do we have to do on the code then?
Well,
just as much as we want to.
That's probably true. I mean, the actual verbiage of the book, I've got it on here. The actual verbiage right now, it just says amendments to these codes shall be made as provided by law to provide an annual review of the codes. The Taney County Planning and Zoning Commission's regular February meeting shall be exclusively devoted to a review of permits issued during the previous year, to a hearing of public comments on the codes, and to an initiation of amendments the commission may consider necessary. But I just didn't know. I've got an applicant that's indicated essentially that he can't wait until March, that he is going to have to be operational by March.
What's it about, Bob?
It's going to be an interesting one. Yeah. It's.
I mean, is it going to be a time-consuming one, or can we can run through in 20 minutes? 15?
It's got the potential to have some opposition, in my mind. I don't know, but
30 minutes to run through 20.
He's proposing everything from a shooting range to alcohol sales.
Would it be the
public hearing that would fall in February.
I'd say he just has to wait for March.
Well, and I knew if we opened it up to one applicant, I felt like we would have to open it up.
We've done it on occasion.
And I know it's been handled differently.
We've also turned them down on occasion, too. So I would say if this was one that we deem that we cross-wise, just cross it off.
Well, I think what would be good, if there's going to be a lot of public involvement in this, if we go ahead and have the concept. He's set up for concept in January now.
He hasn't actually applied yet.
But well, it would be nice to have that.
He's indicated that he will, but it would
for something like this, and in the future too. It'd be nice to have that public notice up a little bit longer,
so he can get it done by March.
A little bit longer,
but
the people could have a whole month to come in and argue about it.
He's basically indicated that he has an event that's scheduled for March, based more or less. But again,
Cruise probably.
Like I said, I think.
What store would you say is going to open? Whiskey sales?
It's my understanding it'll be a shooting range, alcohol sales.
So he was.
That's a good combination.
And outdoor concerts. And that supposedly a percentage of the profits go to various nonprofit organizations. But I thought either way that I needed to ask. I mean, whether
that's good.
But I think it would be fine. If he has the concept of January, just like a March public hearing.
Okay.
So that people, I mean, this is going to be another.
That's all right. It's right. His failure to plan ahead is not our problem.
And I don't disagree. I just like to.
Well, I do. I like to accommodate people. Don't get me wrong. I love to accommodate people. Yeah. Try to help them and do, because I believe. We don't have that many projects in Taney County like we once did, and for the growth of the county, we need projects here. But you have to weed them out, too.
Well, I just wanted to see what the feeling of the group was. because it has been handled differently, from my understanding, in different years.
If you guys noticed, though, the majority of the things that we've proved in the last year or so have absolutely nothing done to them. The dog place out there?
Well, in a thriving economy, you're lucky if you get a third done.
Yeah.
I mean, well,
the car deal out at 76?
Yeah, across
from... Yeah, that didn't even sell.
Yeah. Hey, you know.
It didn't end up, yeah.
So I want to comment on that one out there on 248, just before you, right there, but showed you the warehouse, that little thing we approved there on the east side of the road. Have you seen that?
Open.
They have slicked that up, and
open
it looks
soon.
Nice.
Yeah.
A little soon.
And they've fixed that, and they've done it, I think. From just driving by, it looks really nice.
They have done a good job on that.
That's one they got done.
Well, you like to see things like that. It renews your faith. Right.
And the photography studio's up and going.
See the daycare on 160.
The studio is just south.
It's on, on Bee Creek.
On Bee Creek there.
I don't remember exactly how, but it,
that one,
it is.
That's there, old, it's where you get
the
other
way on. There on the past church, on 160.
And I was in it, and it's just
real
nice.
I think that's a good business.
Yeah, I do too.
A few dogs before that.
Bob, I got a couple questions when you get time.
Huh?
I got a couple questions when you get time.
Okay.
Number one, what was it? Did they approve what we sent through on this?
No.
Not yet.
They haven't yet, but they'll have to. It'll have to be advertised beforehand, and so it'll be a little bit before it hits their agenda.
And the other thing was, when do we elect these two boys down there on the end?
Normally, I think it would be best if we did that in January, just because at this point, even though Sean's not in attendance today, he's still the chairman basically until next month.
Yeah, he's the chairman. Yeah,
he's going to be the next chairman.
You are. I'm not going to do it. I will help. I will do everything, but. Guys, I've already done this. Been there, done that. I don't know what my health's going to do for.